Vince Dragonetti. He is on the Eam County Board of Commissioners. Vince, how are you?
How you doing, Tony Connolly?
I'm doing well, sir. Your Facebook page, I find very interesting because you're not blabbing about Aunt Millie's restaurant, or you're not bragging about your cousin who's getting married.
Or changing Millie's diaper.
No, yeah. No. And I'm not saying that's bad, but you put a lot of interesting information on there, and it looks like, Vince, the way you post it, it's like, we're talking about this, or we're thinking about this, and it's almost like you propose it as a question, or you put it up there in a fashion where it makes us think or makes us want to learn more. Tell us about that.
You got it. That's exactly right. Well, because I tend to not want to listen to only my point of view, I guess, because we get warped, don't we? I think that's what it is. That's what I just did. I threw a question right back at you. And it makes me think, because sometimes I get some questions back that make me think a little bit better on a topic, whatever it might be. And I think, you know, because some of the stuff out there, we tend to want to argue about it all the time. And I'd like to listen as much as argue, but at the same time, I want to have some facts in front of me.
All right. What is going to be the hottest topic that you deal with at the next meeting?
Well, I don't know about the next, but I can tell you the whole thing coming in the next few weeks is, we're budget time. And this is my first time through as a commissioner, but I've been going to meetings for going on 3 years now. And what I do see is not just a hot topic, but at the same time, it seems to be smoother than what I've seen the past few years or so. And I think all parties involved are more on board with what's really happening. Yeah, I'm in the financial industry as well as involved in real estate, and these are things I've seen coming for like 8, 9, 10 years or so, and it seems like the public is just starting to go, wow, we've got some real problems out there. So it's overall in general, we got budget things coming up. We're hiring a new HR person sometime soon. There's information coming forth on the road commission that we've been waiting for a few months on, and internal investigation going on there. So there's quite a bit happening. No one, I think, is any more important than the other than, saying we've got to settle the budget and make decisions on that.
What is the budget deficit?
Basically, $5.3 million. We got a fund balance, and for people to understand that, it means like our backup cash, our checkbook, of about $14 million or so. And so there's decreases that are going on in health department from general fund, and a lot of people understand there's money that we get money from general fund. That's our local taxes. And then the rest come from other sources, federal, state fees, that sort of thing. And so some of that shortage is also coming from our backup cash. So about a couple million dollars or so is coming from our backup cash. And one of the concerns I have about that is not saying that we shouldn't use it, because it is our tax money, so we should use it for what they taxed us for. But if there's $14 million in there and we're using a couple million a year, in 3 to 7 years our fund balance, possibly is going to be gone.
All right, you have a $5.3 million deficit that you're going to have to deal with. You've cut things to the bone, especially law enforcement. What else are you going to cut?
Well, they're not cutting much more. Is that it's all being adjusted through added fees, through this fund balance and everything else that we're talking about. So, the money is there. Is that we're going to, as a county, from comparing what's happening with different schools and what we're hearing in the news out there, even though the shortage is there, there is enough internally that it's going to work, and so they're making it work.
Is there any chance that there will be a tax increase proposed anytime soon?
I don't think so. There was rumblings going on, in the past years, recent about 4 months ago. And, if that happens, it's going to be coming at a surprise to the taxpayers and as well as five or six of us on the board. So I don't think so.
What are your thoughts about redistricting?
When I came in, I knew the seats would not be the same. And for people that are listening to understand, redistricting makes, the actual lines, the boundaries where we sit locally, as well as, state level and federal and these sorts of things. And I knew mine would not be the same. And so everybody's got changed. And people on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, people are not real happy. I mean, it was not a real pleasant thing. I went to a couple, three of the meetings. It was not an easy job, I'm sure, but the one that got affected the single most was Vince Dragonetti.
I wanted to get your take on Lansing and the relationship. In talking with you, last conversation we had some weeks ago, we were talking about how the county, with funding from Lansing, was going to handle the maintenance, the yard work, if you will, for all the parks. And you had mentioned to me, this is just one instance where the communication wasn't crystal clear, that you felt there may have been, and I'm putting this in my words, a little deception, maybe some cloudiness in communication. Talk about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't pick all your words. It was cloudy more than anything. I think there was things going on, excuse me, behind the scenes that not even our people internally were fully aware of, our staff, what I'm talking about. So I think there's things that they were kind of being pushed through that we at the board level kept hearing rumblings when it first started some months back after they lost their millage, but we never heard anything formally till I think it was like June 15th or something. And so that was kind of, what we looked at. And then the one thing in there is that, we have to buy new equipment to do this, and we only got a one-year contract. I have a real problem with doing this because that'd be like you and I saying, well, geez, we got a small business here. We've got to plow snow, but we only got 1 year lease in the building. But I guess we'll go out there and spend $45,000 on new equipment for the building that we don't own and we're only renting for a year. And after that, we might not need the equipment anymore. That was part of the problem. But I agree on the concept that, more of us should be merging services and everything out there. And as I stated last time and you asked me and we clarified, is that this is not a cost to the county taxpayers. The city is paying for this added service to the county to have this parks work done. So that is being done at this point. And I honestly don't even know what status, where it is at the city, because the city has to approve it. It all emanated from them. It was a one-sided contract at that point, saying, well, this is what we'd like you to do. And then we bannered around for, three, four, five meetings. And my problem was is that at this point, we went through all this discussion, and I finally said, wait a minute, we're taking all our time on this, but now it has to go to the city, and they have to bang it around. So right now, I don't know if they've approved it at this point or not, but it was kind of odd from the standpoint that we had to take our time, our efforts to negotiate this contract coming from the city, and then going back to them, they have to mull it over and say, I wonder if we should do this or not. Because at their decision-making level, their elected people, I'm sure they did not see any of these formal agreements until after it was sent back to them.
Vince, I guess maybe I'm a little naive here, but I would think you should have a very close relationship, partnership with the city of Lansing.
You'd think that, especially you have the mass majority of our elected people at the county level that live and or work in the city. And I don't think there's that much of a close relationship. I mean, I don't know that many of the people in the city to even talk to on a first-name basis.
Really?
No, I'm elected, but from an internal standpoint, I do know our staff people do know, and they do communicate back and forth with these city folks. So I would say at that level, staff level, I think more of these people do. They know these people well. They talk with them. I could tell you of the things that we hear off the record is not real good or real clear on what is going on internally the past few years.
Do you have a better relationship, say, with Lansing Township or other municipalities?
No, I don't think so. I do personally with the Delhi area, because I live in the Delhi area. And I'm sure, Commissioner Celentino does. He lives on the west side. He was formerly a Lansing Township trustee. So I'm sure he does out there. I'm sure Randy Schaefer, Commissioner Schaefer, that's out in Williamston, I'm sure he knows and deals with those people. So those of us in specific areas, I am sure, happen to know because of where we live and or work, have a certain relationship and or knowledge of what's going on.
All right, Vince, before I let you go, we've talked about the budget, how that's going to be the highest priority for you and the board members, but for yourself, what do you want to focus on the last quarter of 2011?
Well, one of the things I'd like to see a long-term plan, because it can't be done right now up front in one day, one week, one month, or one quarter, is that what we see is the long-term problem that we're going to have retiree expense our health care expense. We do have a deficit in there, and I'm real concerned about that. Is that, you know, I only have an idea of the rough numbers in there, but I do know from our retirement fund standpoint, MERS, who basically handles the calculations and everything for us, they basically say, you know, we're pretty close in our numbers and we're okay. And in asking a question about 6-7 weeks ago, I said, isn't the number that MERS depends on their rate of return for their retirement, you know, the fund that takes care of the money to pay for, you know, for paying for the retirees, is calculated at 8%. That is as of 6-7 weeks ago. And the answer was yes. We both kind of nodded because we both happen to know what we're talking about in this particular issue. This is a very old number. And as you know, Tony, nobody is getting long or short-term money at 8% returns. That is what they're basing the statewide numbers at. And that is a real concern because many municipalities are basing this saying, well, they're funded, they're fully funded, they're nearly funded. And the fact is, based on 0% and 1% markets, we are not even nearly fully funded. And I want to make sure that these people that are retiring now and 5, 6, 8 years from now, because you got to remember, you know, Vince won't be around maybe a couple, 3, 5 years from now. Many of the staff people won't be around, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years from now. A lot of these people are retiring also or moving away or different jobs. So I think it's our job to make sure this thing gets taken care of, at least a plan in place to make sure this gets taken care of.
Vince Dragonetti is on the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Vince, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Tony.